Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org. My email is stephenpl1@me.com. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, I want to cover some brand new Active Faith online courses that are available. Let me start with 2 Timothy 2:15 from the Amplified Version, which says, "Study and do your best to present yourself to God approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth." So I would encourage you to take courses, learn more about God's word, dig deeper, and follow teachers in the area of the subjects you're interested in. So on our website at active-faith.org, there's a new courses tab. First of all, we have some courses by Dr. Charlie Caraway. Dr. Charlie is the executive director of Active Faith, and her first course is called Soul Wounds. It's a six-part training course, and you'll experience inner healing focused on healing wounds of the soul grounded in the Word of God. Now, many Christians don't understand why they behave, react, and emotionally respond to people and events the way they do. Many Christians do not utilize the soul, or didn't realize that the soul is the key to many failures and, when healed, many joyful successes. Now, this training addresses the source of all these things, soul wounds. Here's a quote from Dr. Charlie's book, The Wounded Warrior. "Remember, a soul wound is a hurt or emotional state which alters the identity or understanding of the original fullness or wholeness in which we were created by God to be, live, and operate in." All right, that's the first course, Soul Wounds. The second one is The Ties That Bind. Dr. Charlie, again, is the teacher in this course. She invites you on a journey to understand soul ties, exploring how they affect our relationships and well-being. While soul ties can be healthy, unresolved or unhealthy ones can cause emotional tension and spiritual tension. This is also a six-part series. You'll learn how to identify and break unhealthy ties and maintain healthy relationships in alignment with God's purpose. You know, these form without our knowledge sometimes. They connect us without our understanding. We can no longer ignore the ties that bind. From the very beginning of the Bible, God talks about our soul. After years of teaching about the soul, Dr. Charlie introduced and explained and simplified the concept of soul ties. And that's what she talks about in that series. Then she has a brand new one about giving. It's called The Truth About Biblical Giving. Now, this also is a six-session seminar, and it centers on the concept of biblical giving. We're exploring its relevance and implications, emphasizing that blessings are tied to obedience rather than the return on investment. It also touches on the broader application of Old Testament principles in our modern-day life, suggesting that tithing's principles of stewardship and obedience are as pertinent today as they were historically. And then I have some courses available. We have a couple of free courses. Battle Plan is free, and that's this series that's done weekly every Friday. There are over 225 episodes so far. If you sign up for it on our website, it's free. And you can get a list of getting them all and watching them in order. So you can kind of go on the journey with me. Available there at active-faith.org. They're also available on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, iTunes, Charisma Media, and other places. The other free one we have is Demons versus Prayer. It was my original series. We've improved it and have a lot of new things we teach on now, but this is six one-hour lessons of the basics of spiritual warfare. It starts with covenant. Number one is covenant. This lesson covers the basics of being in covenant with God before prayer plus action can be truly effective. Why did Abraham have to change his name? Why is covenant such a critical concept? That's what's covered in the first one. The second one is called Spiritual Warfare 101. This session covers fundamental lessons of prayer plus action, as opposed to prayer alone. I describe being physically attacked during a home Bible study and how this led to the prayer plus action event of claiming the city of Longview, where I live, Longview, Texas. This led to a 45% decrease in crime, and only God can do that. Lesson three is demons in scripture and the supernatural and symbols matter. So clean up your house. This session shows 25 demons named in the Bible and what territory each demon was in charge of, according to the scriptures. Also, do we have symbols in our home that allow demons inside? Very interesting study. Number four is demon attacks today, fear versus faith, and some spiritual weapons. Now, this session unveils demonic attacks on Christians and our children, and why Satan uses fear against us and how we can defeat that fear. Did you know there are many spiritual weapons at our disposal? We covered 34 weapons in that study. I'm up to 77 in all, and that's covered in more detail in some other courses. Number five, lesson five of this series, Demons versus Prayer, is things that hinder our prayers, markers on the land in the Bible, and what do we do after the armor is on? Now, this section reveals things that can hinder your prayers and a host of biblical examples of physical markers on the land and what Scripture says to do after you're armored up. And then number six, the last lesson in that series, is a reading list of related books for side issues like generational curses and other things, surviving tough times. We talk about Paul's thorn in the flesh, and we give a spiritual warfare charge, and then a few of my favorite prayers. This final session offers insights into other resources so you can dig deeper, as well as a biblical roadmap for navigating through tough times. It also looks in detail at Paul's thorn in the flesh and what the Bible really teaches that it is. Then there's a charge, and then a few of my favorite prayers. All that is free. We also have a course you can sign up for, and it'll send the course to you daily in your inbox for a whole year, 365 days of the year. It's a spiritual warfare verse of the day for the whole year. It's a verse and a prayer on spiritual warfare from the scripture for all 365 days of the year. It's a powerful daily challenge that'll strengthen your spiritual defenses and deepen your faith throughout the year. These 365 lessons are sent daily straight to your inbox if you sign up for this. You can enjoy these bite-sized inspirations and insights that'll transform your thinking and equip you against the schemes of the enemy. Excuse me. Then we have a small group study called Prayers Satan Hates. There's 21 lessons, and it comes from my book, My Search for Prayers Satan Hates. Our goal is to spur conversation on the topic of spiritual warfare with downloadable study handouts that encourage you to dig deeper into scripture and discuss the application of biblical principles into daily spiritual warfare situations that we're all involved in, whether we know it or not. It also promotes prayer in various styles and forms and wordings in order to be more effective in specific circumstances of life so that the participants can experience true freedom in a world that's currently filled with depression, anxiety, fear, and addiction. So this downloadable discussion guide comes with each one with a couple of discussion questions for each lesson. The titles of these 21 lessons are, number one, who is the enemy? Number two, spiritual warfare can be dangerous. Three, God rejoices in small beginnings. Four, demons are powerful, so armor up. Five, with the spiritual armor on, now what? Six, sexual immorality. Seven, can demons affect Christians today? Eight, are there witches today? Nine, fear versus faith. 10, Daniel 10, a peek into the unseen. 11, lies versus truth. 12, trading enemies. 13, psychics and mediums. 14, voices and strongholds. 15, fishing for people. 16, ancient and modern demons. 17, suicide. 18, forgiveness and regret. 19, Satan uses anger. 20, bitterness. 21, doubt. Then the final lesson we have ready, or series we have ready, is one on spiritual weapons. Now, this series offers hope and encouragement for all who are ready to give up on prayer because it doesn't seem to be working. Don't give up yet. Learn how to activate more spiritual weapons. Now, this first course in the series is now available. It includes the first 10 spiritual weapons in much greater detail. Other courses are in the works to cover the next 10, and the next 10 will have several volumes of those available. We want you equipped for them all. Enjoy this powerful course and learn to master one at a time in a practical and easy to learn way. And then we have one about heaven. All the rest of these are sort of about spiritual warfare, but my first book was about heaven. Now, this is a 9-part video series adventure as we unravel the mysteries of heaven together from the scriptures. Unlike the traditional views that depict heaven as a dull place with clouds and harps, we'll delve into the rich and encouraging views of the Bible that paint a vibrant and exciting picture of what awaits us. Rest assured, everything we discuss is rooted in scripture, and we'll show you those verses. We cover literal versus symbolic, the five earths in the Bible, prophecies about heaven, Satan's strategy against heaven, purification by fire, resurrection and our new eternal body, then rewards, then heavenly reunions, and then finally, guardian angels. You'll love what the Bible actually says about heaven. Now, we have some free courses I mentioned, but all the other courses here, they're $25 for individuals, they're $100 for a church of less than 500, and they're $200 for churches of more than 500. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to go to active-faith.org and click the courses tab at the top to sign up for one of our courses, either one of the free ones or one of the paid ones. I think you'll be glad you did. You might pray like this. Lord, teach me your ways. Help me to learn how to overcome the trials and temptations of this world. Grant me victory against my unseen enemies in Jesus' name. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.